The Gospels According to Love Audio, Chapter 13, Jesus Warns Jerusalem, April 7, 2005. There were present at the season some who told Jesus of Galileans, whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus answered him, saying, "Suppose you that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans, because they suffered such things. I tell you, no, except you change, you shall likewise perish. Those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think you that they were sinners above all that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. Unless you change, you shall likewise perish." Jesus spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then he confronted the dresser of his vineyard. "Behold, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, cumber it into the ground." The dresser answered him, "Lord, let it alone this year also, until I shall dig about it and dung it. If it bear fruit, good, but if not, then after that we shall cut it down." Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Behold, there was a woman that had an infirmity 18 years. She was bowed together. She could in no way lift herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called to her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosened from your infirmity." Jesus laid his hands on her, and immediately she became whole and straight. She glorified love. The ruler of the synagogue spoke with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. "There are 6 days in which people ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day." Jesus answered him and said, "You hypocrite, do not each one of you loosen your oxen or your ass from the stall when they lead them away to the watering? Ought not this woman be a daughter of Abraham, who hath his bound? Lo, these 18 years, be loosed from these bands on the Sabbath day." When Jesus had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed. All the people rejoiced for all the glorious things done by Jesus. Then said Jesus, "To what is the kingdom of love like? To what shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and cast into his garden. It grew and waxed a great tree. The fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it." Again Jesus said, "What two shall I like in the kingdom of love? It is like heaven that at a woman took and hid 3 measures of meal until the whole was leaven." Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then one said to Jesus, "Lord, are there few that be saved?" Jesus said to them, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, you begin to stand without. You knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' He shall answer and say to you, 'I know you not, nor where you are. nor from where you are. Then you shall begin to say, we have eaten and drank in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not from where you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be a weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of love, and you yourselves will be thrust out. They shall come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of love. Behold, they are last that shall be first. They are first that shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying to Jesus, get yourself out, depart from here, for Herod will kill you. Jesus said to them, go and tell that fox Herod, behold, I cast out hate and do cures today, and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perishes out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stones those sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together? A hen does gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house be left to you desolate. Surely I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you shall pray. Blessed are those that come in the spirit of love.